Do you have a mosquito with you?
No.
You didn't get my note? I called Lillian to tell her. I said, please bring a couple of mosquitoes with you. Lillian, are you here today? You didn't get my note about that? Oh, man. Living by the canal and all, I thought you'd have a couple mosquitoes out with the weather so good. I was out yesterday looking for mosquitoes, which you could see by my sunny face. Do you know why mosquitoes are interesting?
They're insects.
They are insects. And what do these insects do that are so annoying? What do they do that are so annoying?
Itch you.
They bite you, right? The females at least bite you. Yeah, and you know where they often hang out and how we know they're around is, what do we notice about them? Where on our body do they tend to go? They buzz around our what? Our ears. They fly around our ears because oftentimes we're not noticing what's going on up here, and they often like to bite us on our ear, and we can hear them buzz. Do you know why mosquitoes buzz? To attract other mosquitoes. That's right. Do you know what these are? These are tuning forks. Thank you, Cape Tech School up the road here. Our friend Neil met a teacher and got these for me. These are tuning forks. We've seen them, right? The tuning forks, you know, especially I remember growing up when they tuned pianos, the guy who would tune them, here, somebody pick one of these. The guy who would pick one of these, he would go over and he would play a note, like say middle C, and he'd hit this, and he would listen and tune the piano until it sounded just like that. Here, you hold that. That is C. That's a C, but it's not middle C. I don't know if I have middle C, but here, let's see if you can hear the difference. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Uh-huh. How about this one? Whoa.
Nope.
Yeah. I'm not very good swinging a hammer either. Yeah, you can hear that. Now here's why this is important about mosquitoes. The female mosquito vibrates at a frequency, let's say this one. And the male mosquito vibrates at this frequency. So that when they get together and they follow each other around, they hear each other's frequency. And as they get closer together, they actually change the pitch. And you know how they make the noise, that buzzing sound? That sounds a lot like that? They flap their wings. And when they start hearing the deeper, the female wings beat at this frequency, the male starts at this frequency, and then he goes to this frequency. Ooh, there's a good one. And so that they can hear where each other are. And so the mosquitoes teach us that wavelengths matter, and that when they get kind of proximate to one another, they know where to hang out. And so the female says, hey, there's a nice person over there that we can get some blood from. And so the mosquito starts buzzing around, and that attracts other mosquitoes. And they actually adjust their wing flap to create different tones, different wavelengths, so that they can communicate. You know, God can communicate too, on different wavelengths. And he is very, very good at communicating on Mariah's wavelength, because Mariah has a wavelength too. And so I want you to know that as you go through your day, through your life, that God pays attention and can hone in and figure out your wavelength. And he can find your wavelength, and God's wavelength can begin to make some beautiful harmony and music together as we pay attention to that. So pay attention to God's wavelengths. When we see good things happen in the world, when we see God at work in the world, when we see answers to prayer happen in the world, when we read God's word and we're encouraged by what we read, when we have good friendships that encourage us and have experiences that encourage us, remember that God is always tuning in to where Mariah is because he loves you so much. Let's pray. Dear God, we are glad that mosquitoes love each other, that they're able to communicate through the marvel of creation, their wings that beat and to music. But Lord, most importantly, we're glad that you've given us a chance to have a wavelength and that you tune into us. You know all about us and love us and want us to make beautiful music too. In Jesus' name.